CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey y'all, I'm Doug Benson, and Doug Benson loves movies. This is a mini boner ep, three in a row. You guys let me know if it's too many boners for you to handle. Coming to you from my one-bedroom palatial estate in Los Angeles on Thursday, January 29th, to Ocean's 13. Last night, I interrupted Twilight 5, a.k.a. Breaking Dawn, Part 2, at CineFamily in L.A. with co-interrupters Sarah Silverman, Todd Barry, and Zach Galifianakis, and I'll play the audio from the opening of that show at the end of this mini. Los Angeles! Thursday night! Meltdown Comics, special Doug Loves Movies taping. If you come, I'll stop yelling. It's going to be a good one, actually, featuring several cast members from the new season of the very funny web series Burning Love. 8 o'clock, January 31st, $10, fun. Not to be confused with the band fun, actual fun. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Danny Zucker tweeted, if the Army has an all-female bomb disposal unit, it better be called Lady Hurt Locker. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. More Los Angeles shit. If you're a member of CineFamily, come to the TV Interruption Potluck this Sunday, 2 o'clock-ish. And member or no, come to my interruption of Valentine's Day on February 13th. I've got shows coming up in Austin, Denver, Atlanta, Portland, San Francisco, St. Louis, Boise, and more. Dates and deets at DougLovesMovies.com. But you knew that, didn't you? Now the opening of last night's Twilight interruption. And as always, Robert Pattinson is a shithead.
Thank you, Adrian.
Hey everybody! I love doing these, and I love that you guys come to them, and that I get really cool people to come and interrupt these movies. But tonight, I am more excited than I've ever been because I just want a room full of people to admit to me when it's over that that Twilight Part 5. Breaking Dawn Part 2 is a really fun movie. Whether you like it or not, you guys are going to fucking have fun tonight. It's so funny, this is the first movie that me and my friends can't think of anything funny to say. And we're just going, Doug, you're insane. That movie is rotten to the core. So I did How Did This Get Made? You listen to that podcast, How Did This Get Made? And so I did Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1 with them, so I also did Part 2, so that's why I got into these movies in the fourth installment and the fifth one. I still haven't seen the first three. I'm going to see the first one February 9th in a 1,400-seat theater in San Francisco and during Sketchfest, and that's going to be crazy, because that movie probably doesn't deserve for 1,400 people to sit there and watch it. But so anyway, I went on How Did This Get Made, had a lot of fun talking about it with Jason Mantzoukas, June Diana Raphael, and Paul Schaefer. And Paul Schaefer. Paul Schaefer would be great to get on one of these things. During this movie, he'd be like, "That's crazy, man." Paul Scheer, all three of them. Paul Scheer got to go to the Super Bowl because some sort of promotion of his TV show, The League. June Diane, she's got two different pilots that she's working on this pilot season, so she's busy with that. And Jason Mantzoukas has that one of those several different types of flu that's going around. So he got sick. So, as a result, I mean, that would have been really fun to have the three of them, right? So I apologize in advance that because the three of them fell out, you guys have to settle for Todd Barry, Sarah Silverman, and Zach Galifianakis.
This is the part where we test the microphones.
Woo-ha.
That's Todd Barry, ladies and gentlemen. On the couch for the first time. How do you feel? Did you prep for this at all? Have you ever seen a Twilight movie?
I never have. And I kind of feel bad that I'm going to see one tonight.
I think you're going to like it.
I think I'm going to enjoy the experience.
I think that with a microphone in your hand, you'll be perfectly entertained.
Okay.
Because the whole time you get to think of things to say and laughs to procure. Sarah Silverman is here, everybody. And you've never seen a Twilight movie either.
Test.
We've done a little feedback for standing too close.
All right.
Oh, here we go. You've never seen a Twilight movie either.
I haven't.
Why haven't you? They're for girls.
Just whatever, like the opposite of serendipity, or I don't know. My dad just told me that's his favorite word.
No one in this room knows what serendipity is.
It's a John Cusack movie where serendipity means really frustrating misconnections that go on and on for like an hour and 40 minutes. It's serendipity that we keep not running into each other. Even though we're meant for each other.
It's bullshit. I think Eugene Levy shows up.
And Zach Galifianakis!
That's right, way too proud. Parade style. Have you ever been in a parade?
Stand on a float and wave to people?
I have, yeah. That seems like something you would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just organized my old parade so I can do it.
It's fun. I did it once, I think.
My dad was Santa Claus at the parade every year, so he got to ride the float.
No way.
Yeah. My dad was Santa Claus every year. He still is Santa Claus at the parade.
Every year?
Every year, my count. Yeah.
When is it? Can we go?
It's around Christmas.
Can we all go? Can we wrangle up all of our Hollywood Jewish friends and go?
Not allowed. Are there other people who want to do this and your dad just won't let them? Yeah, he kind of has the Santa Claus monopoly for him.
And you've never seen a Twilight film?
No, only camped out for tickets. Just to, meet ladies.
That must be hard to fake a conversation about the Twilight books or movies. If you
have... Yeah, I just know a lot about Robert Patterson, so that's why. That's my end. That's my icebreaker.
The only thing you don't know about him is how to say his name.
No, what is his name? What is his name?
I'm sad to say that I can correct you.
What is it, Bobby?
It's Pattinson.
Pattinson.
Is that Patterson?
It's that Patterson.
Well, so
but it's Twilight.
Twilight Breaking Dawn, part two. Part one, they played chess on their honeymoon. They had under a waterfall, and they had very violent sex because vampires are super strong. And like she would get bruises, and but she still wanted to have sex with him, and he was afraid to have sex with her. It could have taken place in a trailer park. So he impregnates her and he has a baby, and this movie is all about the baby and about how if you're half vampire, half person, there might be some flaws in your how you age. And there might be some bad vampires who don't like the idea of a happy. And so that's the conflict, is the bad vampires and the good vampires, and the werewolves are still around too. And I'm doing the first, like I said, I think already, I'm doing the first Twilight at Sketchfest. And Zach, do you think you can possibly be there for that?
Yeah, I'll be there for that.
Oh, nice. All right, so it's on the record that he's going to be there. But he's here now, so let's enjoy him while we can. And Sarah Silverman, and first-timer Todd Barry. No pressure, Todd. No pressure. Todd already loves you. Let's watch Twilight Breaking Dawn, part one.
There might be a couple of skeevy things that the Cine family wants to show you first.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug